Good morning. So, mamash this morning, as we were laning, we read the pasuk of Sadcha lay Sizra, and Sivkarmacha lay Sizmar, and then it continues on. It goes. It says lay Sivtzar, v'sinve nizirecha lay Sivtzar. When it comes to cutting them down, so there's different words that are used in the pasuk to discuss. A kerem to discuss when a person harvests grain, but ultimately it said in the pasuk, "This inve nizirecha le sivtzar." Bitzira is a term that's used by grapes. So the Mishnah writes in Mishnah Vav of Perek Ches, "Te'enim shalshvius en kaitzin oisam b'muktza aval kaitzin b'chorba." So we learn from the pasuk, that of course it doesn't mean you can't cut it at all, because we know the halacha is you're allowed to eat peres shvias. Nothing usher about it. It's usher for a person to take ownership over them. But ultimately, the pasuk says leisivtzar, you can't cut it down kederech in the normal way that you do the betzira. You can't do a normal ketzira or a betzira in the normal way. You have to make a shina. We discussed earlier when we were learning this masechta that the there's a machlekes when a person needs to make a shinoi. We're not going to get into that right now. Some say that a person needs to make a shinoi when he does cutting only if he didn't properly be mafkir them. Others say that even if you did properly be mafkir them, you did not show ownership. Still, when you cut them down, or when you work with them, you still have to use some type of shinoi, a change in the way that you'll do the processing. So here we're talking about te'enim. Te'enim are figs. There's three pirushim in the Rishayin of what this means. The simple translation of the words would mean you can't cut them up. Bamuktza generally in Mishnayos and Shas refers to an area. Rashi writes it's Ruchava Shal Chayrei Abayis. It's an area behind the house, a wide open area where people would often leave fruits and vegetables to dry out, and they would leave it there for extended periods of time. So according to that understanding, it would mean you can't cut them up and let them dry out there. You can let them dry out in another open area. Others don't like this. Pshat, the Rav, the Bar Tanura, he understands that mukta comes from the word of ketsia, of a type of like a sickle or a knife that's normally used. The word that is used in the word in the Gemara, a miktsaya, more like a miktsaya. In other words, the word over here is muktza, but it comes from the same word of miktsaya. So he understands you can't use the regular cutting tool, rather you could use a chorba, a cherev, some type of other type of knife. But ultimately it's describing a shinoi. In darach and an oven begas, a person cannot press grapes in a gas and right in a normal wine press. Of a darachu, but areva could do it in a mixing bowl, a kneading bowl for dough. Person cannot make the olives into oil. Again, normal ways of pressing the olives of a kaitishu, machtas the baidida. You could squeeze them and put them into a baidida. A baidida is a smaller type of press. A person could grind it up in the Beis Abad. What he's saying is ultimately you could do everything normally as long as the final step is going to be different. A Mishnah Zayin continues with the Shinoyim. Mishnah Zayin is Eim Vashin Yarek Shal Shvias B'Shem Shal Truma. A person cannot cook a Shvias vegetable in oil of Truma. Shalay Yivyenela De Psol. What you're going to do is you're going to take the Shemen of Truma and you're going to give it. We discussed earlier the halacha of Noyasin Tam. When you cook things together, they transfer Tam and ultimately they share halachic status. So if you're going to cook Perish Shvias in Truma oil, we know that there's this man beer, there's a point in time when you have to be Mavir, the Perish Shvias, and although it doesn't mean you have to actually destroy it, but ultimately you have to be able to mafkar and allow animals to eat it. So you're taking away from the use of the Truma oil. Rishima says it's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. He holds there's nothing wrong with being mafsid the Truma. The achrayin nitpas b'shvias v'priatzmei aser. This is the halacha that we learned earlier, that when you have perish shvias and you sell it, what happens is the kedusha of the shvias goes onto the money. Now, if you were to take that money and buy meat, Now that meat is going to have a halacha of Kedusha Shvias. If you take that meat and you trade it for a piece of fish, now the piece of fish has halacha Shvias. But what happens is, the money and the meat and the fish all could transfer their Kedusha Shvias. Now if you were to take the fish and trade it for a loaf of bread, the bread will have Kedusha Shvias, but not the fish, and so on and so forth. However, a priyatzmi also, you can never take off the Kedusha Shvias from the pears, which actually were naturally grown as pears Shvias. If you have, I don't know, say if it was apples, and they have Kedusha Shvias on them, you can't go ahead and trade the apples for a pound of meat, and then say that the meat has Kedusha Shvias, not the apples. The apples always remain with Kedusha Shvias, but something which adopted Kedusha Shvias later, could ultimately be transferred to something else, and lose its status of Kedusha Shvias. We'll continue with Hashem, with Mishnah Ches, tomorrow. Have a great day.